Shami Pei Adaf Yud Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah, the new Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis, which is a continuation really of the Mishnah in the beginning, the Halacha of Pei. We go back to Halachas of Pei. Mishnah said, El Dram Shein Lem Shir, and the first thing was mentioned with Pei. Pei, there's no minimum Shir. So we already established here that there's no Shir, minimum Shir, Daraisa, but there is a Shir, Darabonah. Mishnah says, Ein poskin, the payah mishishim. You can't give less than 1/60th of your field for payah. Afisha, I'm wearing the payah this year. Even though we said that payah has no shear, no minimum shear, that's midaraisa. But the kanas kachamimi, that there is a shear, the rabbanim required to have a shear, and the shear is not to have 1/60th, less than 1/60th. Again, the question is, so why did the Mishnah just put it together? Because the original nusach of the Mishnah was midaraisa, only talked about the din daraisa. It's Ram Shein Lem Shir, and Pei is one of them, the first of them. But however, there the once Chacham were meisiv, and they put the rabbanim required it. So therefore, in the new Mishnah, it was put down what the halakha is now. It's after the Chacham were masakin that there is a minimum shear of 1/60th that a person has to do. And the halakha is Abisha only pay a shear. Here there's din of a shear. So the Mishnah now discusses. We say that it's a shear. Mar says, what are we talking about? Says the Mishnah, Akol Lefigodlo. When you say 60th, what is that referring to? What size field? What does the person have to do? Says the Mishnah, Akol Lefigodlo. Everything depends upon three things. The size of the field, Lefi Aniyim, the amount of Aniyim that there are, Lefi Anova, an amount of things that grow from the field, the amount of things that came out of the field. The Gemara is going to explain each of these things. The last one, Anova, is a little bit of a difference of opinion as to exactly what it means. Two different subjects, the Midas Anova Vakasidus, that you evaluate it's a different Chumra according to the Rashi Misalo. Other says it doesn't mean that, it means the actual thing itself, the fields, the Ta'ana Lashon of the Lashon of Anova, things that grow. That smallest amount is that has to be going. The Anova of what the basic kernels of wheat that grew is what a person would have to do. What a person would have to give, but the Marafulda learns it at Lefi Yafkia Shel Devua. That has to be if it's a very very beautiful field and it's things grow very nicely. So then there's a different formula of giving a 60th. If Yeshad Devua Yafas Asadeh Keres, much nicer than any other fields. Says the Ram Shaluki Lo Ama Anova Kol Madashim Gedoyim Anova Shel Shiurim. That things are growing bigger, the kernels grow much larger. So then you wouldn't have to give the 60th of a regular field. You can give even less. That would be considered the value of you would give a 60th of the full field because the things are growing much bigger in a field that's by Nyafa, that just grows nicely. That's what it means, Lefi Anova, according to one of the opinions, according to Mar Fulda and some of the other Rishonim who explained this Mishnah. So therefore, again, so it's not just 60th, but it depends. There are three different things. The Gemara is going to discuss how you apply these three. When do you apply? Which one do you look at? The size of the field, the amount of aniyim, or the yield, what produces from the field? When do you decide which one to look at? The Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Ein posen. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein posen, king of less than a 60th. The Gemara says, Tani, we learned in a bright saying, Omrim lo avi gemal to ein. We don't tell the poor man, the oni, come and bring a camel and collect all your payah. In other words, basically what we're saying is that we don't have to make a poor person rich and provide for him as much as he can carry away and give him, you just have to provide an amount. The Gemara doesn't explain what that is. What are you talking about? That you don't have to give him when you're giving more than a 60th, you don't know how much you have to give him. You give him more, but to go to make him usher, to make him into a rich person, that's not a din. That's not a din of share. And one of the reasons for that is, the Gemara doesn't explain, because one of the things about pay is that you can take, it's potter from maisa. The things that when you leave the ani, it's potter from giving maisa. So if you're going to give an ani, the more you give to an ani in the field, you mean l'shem shamayim, you mean for the sake of the ani, but that's more that's not going to go to maisa. Because that's the part that's potter from maisa. Therefore, that's not necessarily the right thing to do. So you have to give him enough to eat, enough to take care of his family. But not enough to give it, he has to come with camels to carry out a tremendous amount of load to make him a rich person. That's not what you need to do. Number one, it's not your chiyuv. Number two is, again, you're taking away from the maisa that could be given out, and therefore that's not it's not recommended. The Mishnah says, therefore, I'll explain that's what it means. You don't have to give that, you don't have to give that much more. Says the Tamar Masis, but Yasir Kaseir. The Mishnah is talking about where Bryce is talking about where a person gives more than a 60th, Aval Kashir, Omer Lo Avi Kamal, you're giving just a 60th, then you could tell him bring your camel. What does that mean? It means that when a person wants to give more than a 60th, so then you're not makuyah to give him so much that he'll need wagons to camels to take wagons to carry it out. There's so much there. But if you're giving him, it's a very large field, and you're giving him a 60th of that large field, and that, therefore, is a lot, because you have to give at least a 60th, and that's enough that he would have to come and take it. He can't carry it on his back. He would have to take camels to take it. That is okay, says the bride. That is permitted. That you could tell him to do that, because that's coming to him. That is coming to him, because that's matnas aniyim. That is coming to him. But but if it's more than that, then you're not... if you're giving more than a 60th, then you're not mechuyev to do so if it's going to be so much that he can't carry it out, that he would need help to carry. Mishnah continues to be a good lasada. We have, you give it according to the size of the field. The Gemara says, sada meruba ani amarotam. What if you have, as Bryson explains, you have several scenarios. If you have sada meruba, you have a very large field, and only a few aniyim. So then also people say, you give according to the size of the field. You give a 60th of the field, and you have a large field, so you give, it'll be a lot giving to the aniyim. Going to give a sixth from your field. It's going to give you a lot. It'll be a lot more than even you need for the aniyim, because you only aniyim amuata. But you have to give a field to your field. So then amuata with aniyim arubin. What if you have a small field? However, you have a lot of aniyim. Then if you aniyim, then you have to give a quote aniyim, which means you have to give more than a sixth, even though you the payer is only a 60th. That's to give the aniyim. However, since there are so many aniyim and it's a small field, you have to give more to be able to give all the aniyim what they have to give, what they need. So if Shimon Doresh, just the opposite. If Shimon Doresh Nate Vermala Kalashal by the Tanakama, the Brysa learns that it's the Tova of the owner. If it's a large field, you give from the field. And if you give from the field, and if it's a lot of aniyim, you have to give for the aniyim. However, if Shimon says that a kol if you give the kalashal by, you give it to the kula of the balabayas, not the benefit of the aniyim, benefit of the balabayas. So then Rubam Aniyim Uatim, if it's a large field, a lot of aniyim, you give it to the aniyim, small amount. So we have a machlokes, Tanakama and Rav Shimon as to the procedure as to where do we make it? We look at it in the sake of the, if there's a conflict between the aniyim, the rov aniyim, and the sada, and therefore we would have to give more in order to be able to provide. So the question is, which way do you go? Tanakama says, we always go by the same, by the aniyim. And according to Rav Shimon, we go by, so he disagrees. We go by, so the balabas, whatever is better for him. So Meila, therefore, the Nalamaisa, that the, again, so this is not that they're arguing in every single case, because Lamaisa would say the field was, if there was a large field and a lot of aniyim, of course you give more than a 60th. That's not the question. Of course, it's only where the field is less, and you would have to give more than a 60th to give, because so many aniyim and there's a small field, means you're giving away a big part of the field. The other shaila is, do you have to or not? According to the Tanakama, you do not have to. According to the Rav Shimon, according to Tanakama, you would have to, a kol lefi aniyim. According to Rav Shimon, a kol mekel lefi alabayis, you would not have to. So there's a machlokes, tanoim aloka and this aloka. But he's a lamel kain. Misha doesn't say this aloka like Rav Shimon. Elok, if he goes by the asada, if he goes by aniyim, if he goes by another, gives those criteria. So we don't have this, that doesn't look like Rav Shimon that says you go by the mekul of the balabayis. That's not what it says. The Tanakama Misha seems to mash, but less than the Mishnah, you go on the field. You go this based upon the responsibility to aniyim. So therefore, the lechayra, according to that, you go about said aniyim, not according to the field itself. So the lechayra, the lashon of the Mishnah, is not like Rav Shimon, but rather like the Tanakama, who says that if you go by the aniyim, and therefore you would give a more amount. He would give for the even if it would come out that the balabas is losing because you would have to give more of your field away. The halacha is still, that's the way you would go. And therefore, this would be the halacha. The Mishnah seems to be learning, not like Rav Shimon, the end of the Mishnah, but rather the Tanakama Shita, which fits into the Lashon of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues. We talk about the halacha of payah. So where that we have to leave a 60th, at least the 60th, where do you leave payah? Where is the payah from? You give payah from the beginning of the field till the end of the field. What does that mean, you give from the beginning till the end? Now, in other words, the beginning of the field to the middle of the field. And Rav Shimon Oymer Milvach Yitem Sof Kashir. As long as you give a piece from the end of the shear. So we have three machlokes. We'll see in a minute the third shita. But the chayra, according to the Tanakama, again, you're giving from the middle. The Torah says pay off by definition means pas sotcha. They give the corner of your field. But it learns that the halacha is that it doesn't mean that. It means it's even to give. You don't have to give. It's lav dafka. The katechila you can give, the way many mafushim learn. That's the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. It says mashmusa peya means the end. The same thing applies. It's lav dafka, the pay of the corner. That's what Torah says. Preferably, that's what you should do. But either way you give, you're leaving for the aniyim in the middle of the corner of your field, the middle of the beginning or the middle of your field is also sufficient. It's considered as well. Now, Shimon says no. Since it says you need to pay, it's not enough to give. You can give a piece of the end of the field, as long as you can give it the beginning and the middle, as long as you give a piece of the end. And if you didn't give a piece of the end, then the luck is, it does not consider it a paya, and it's not, unless you, once you leave a piece of the end, it could all be considered paya. The Moshe can ask a shayla, what's the status of the first part? But there, until then, it's not considered paya. Masha ain kain, if you leave over the end piece, even if it's a small amount, and you take another piece from the middle, that would be so fine. Even according to Rosh Hashanah, that's fine. It's only, the idea is that you have to leave. Torah says paya means it has to be at the end. And according to Rav Tanna Kamma, maybe l'chatchila is such a thing, but surely b'diavad there's no halacha, no requirement of whether having to leave something b'defka on the corner. It's a machlokes, g'dayla, and the achrayim, and the rishayim, as to whether halacha applies l'chatchila b'diavad, Tanna Kamma, what is he referring to? The Gemara is like this. The Mishnah says, Yudah, there's a third sheet. We have Tanna Kamma, Rav Shimon, now there's a third sheet of Yudah. What is he? Mashiach kolak echad. If you left over at least one stalk at the end of the field, samachlo mishin peya, it's sufficient for peya. And where it says that that whatever you left in the beginning is good enough. In other words, you left only a small amount. You didn't leave shishim. You left over one small piece, one small stalk. But you want to extend it to connect it to what's already left in early in the beginning. So the question is, can you do that? So left over there, Shimon says, has to be samak, has to be part of it, part of the end. You can't just, in order to be considered the middle and the beginning to be part of it. But he says over there, if you left it, no, we left over in the middle, completely opposite side, you left over one stalk, that's sufficient. The corner of Yudah, you do not need to have another pay up. The rest of it, even if you didn't leave anything else, just the stalk alone would be sufficient to be considered, a payah, and they're all considered one din payah wherever you left it, long as you left in one piece. Even if it's not in the corner, it would be considered sufficient according to Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, you can still join it together, Mishum payah. You could connect it to Mishum payah, consider it as if it's part of the payah, part of the payah that you left, and maybe it totals up to a 60th. If you love, but if you can't, if it's still not together, if you can't leave one over, Enos and Mishum Hefker, then we don't consider the beginning part either considered payah, it's only considered Hefker. What does Hefker mean? Payah, we know, Zalokah is that it's part of a Meiser. Payah, we know that it only goes to Aniyim and Ashirim. Hefker is something you go, you're Mekuyev and Meiser from it, and also it goes, whoever wants to take it, if it's Hefker, even Ashirim could take it, everybody could take it. So Mela, the other Gemara is saying that Mishnah is telling you that it's if you don't agree, if Yudah says it, don't get to some Shem Peya, then Halakha is it's considered as if it's nothing. It's not even Peya at all. The what you left before is not Peya. It's only a Hefker, and Hefker you can anybody can take is that you want in the mitzvah of Peya. You know, Amakai mitzvah say that a person is supposed to have by leaving the thing to your field. Three of my cloakers and Gemara try to find out where do each of these Tanoim get it from? Where did they base their sheet on? The Mishnah Gemara So the Gemara of Yosef, B'shem Rav Yosef Lakish, gives an explanation as to where the Tanna Kamma got his shita from, that you can give a tchilas asadim yam seyaz good enough. Well, you don't have to pay in the corner. Said the Gemara, but k'sirkam, stay in the pasuk, but k'sirkam, how many you cut off your field, matam alom liktsar, what did you have to say liktsar? It says already, it says the word liktsar, we know it's b'k'sirkam, what's liktsar? Affiliation of malik, if you have what to do, there's still yet more you could do, the luck is, it's still considered payer. In other words, if you're taking off some, and even though there's still more, still left, you're going to leave more, you still only took care of part of your field, you're still going to continue to harvest more, and when you do more, you're going to leave more for paya. Doesn't make a difference. Look, sir, still considers what you did as paya. And your Makai Mitzvah is paya already with what you gave, even if you plan on doing more. Affiliation of my Malikso still is considered paya. When I say Rav Shimon Yochanan, Shimon Lakish, I'm like, Yochanan gives a different shot in Shimon Lakish, a different source. It's not, they're not arguing in the halakha, they're just arguing into how you read the pasuk. Each one has a different way to read Rav Lakish's pasuk, but both saying the same idea. Explain a sheet of the Tanna Kamma, why it's considered paya, even if he didn't leave the corner. Yochanan, Shimon Lakish, but Sakam, Atam, Alom, Liktsar. One in the beginning, one at the end, one time it says at the end, is considered sufficient for the tachir. In other words, Batsam, we're telling you that you can leave one in the beginning, one at the end, it's sufficient fine, even if there's nothing in the middle, nothing in the beginning, there's nothing left. One on each side alone is considered payah. If it totals up to the 60th, it's considered already payah. Look, sir, it's enough. So it's a little bit different than the halacha of Yoishi said it's my lakish. The owner is saying it a little bit different, but the concept is the same, that you don't have, according to Tanakama, you don't have to dafka leave a corner that's connected to the middle and the end that makes it one din payah. That you don't have to have, but even just a piece on the side and one on the other side is already considered enough to be considered payah. To be considered their share of payah. This is the Gemara. We have another way to learn the pasuk as well. This drasha is talking about not about payah, but even there's another drasha as well that we learn out of here. Another machlokes to explain this drasha. Yes, but you mean about tzivka. What is God? Tamal liksor. It turns in liksor. Ela akas likvoa. One is likvoa. One the chedya. One is chedya. One is for taking off for the sake of payah, for the mitzvah, for the aniyah. And the other one, the other tzar, is to tell you that it belongs to hektish. Now, we're not saying that the field is hekish, because the field is hekish, you can't take payah from a hekish. Nobody's allowed to give aniyim from a field of hekish. What it's saying is that a person's harvesting his field. So then, when I was telling you that there are two things a person could do, a person could go ahead and say that you can give money if you have it taken care of this field. You can go ahead and give part of the money that you use to harvest, you give some of the money used for the carbon aimer, and the other part you can give for the aniyim. You could use that for the sake of the aniyim. So you're giving, even if you know, it's not that the field is hektish, but a person is leaving part of his field in order for the gizba to collect it and to give it for the hektish, for the carbon aimer. So you can do that, because so you can do both. A part of it you give, one time it says liksar is to give to that, and the other part is to give to the hedjit, the gift to the hedjit. You would think that maybe once it's given the hektish, there's no didn't pay at all. Gemara says, or if just the opposite, you have a field that's hektish, still mechur even payah. I tell you, no, looks like you give part to the mechur, but part that you give to the for the carbon oimer, for the hektish, and part that you give for the payah, the mitzvah's payah. Gemara asks a question. But we already said you can only give hektish from something that's detached. So we can't do that. You tell me if it's something that's mechubar is still considered, how do you give it, how do you make it hektish? You can say that something's mechubar is considered detached. We already know that law is that you can only give something that's hektish. Most hektish is only miskalin, that's loose, that's metaltalin, that's the tolution, that's not connected. So how can you do this over here? So how could you say the pshat in the brisa is you're giving the part of the connect of the field to the omer, and the other part you're going to give to the vaniyim for payah? You can do that. How is that possible? A omer only comes from things that is tolish. Don't read it. You said yasa katsir hektish bakir. Don't read it. It means that the part that harvested you're giving hektish, and part that you're giving the thing the way we read it now that the that we're talking about. And that's not what it means. But rather, what does the Gemara mean? Gemara means that the different lashon. Gemara says, Elam, what's the Gemara telling you? Don't say yatsa katsir. It should be considered katsir of hektish. Say katsir hektish, but katsir hedyet. That should be considered the harvesting of hektish should be like the harvesting of a hedyet, where a hedyet is mechuyev in peyah, and hektish is not mechuyev in peyah, which means that you're not mechuyev in peyah. When cutting off a field that belongs to hektish, shalot taimat. The halach is that even though aniyim are supposed to have to, aniyim are going to lose out, but you can't give aniyim from something that's hektish, that would be inappropriate. That you can't do. There's no heter, there's no to give from over there. It says the Rashi Solo, what does it mean? It tells you, doesn't tell us that. We don't look at it like if it's going to be given to hektish. If it's hektish, if it's cut for hektish already, then of course there's no patur from payah. But if it's not yet cut, you can't say it since it's going to be used for hektish, therefore it should be patur from payah now. That we don't say. Kanina says, no, yasa cuts your hektish, because your hektish should be the same thing. When it's cut for a regular hektish, of course it goes to payah. But you can't say that if it's cut for, it's going to be used for hektish, because seer hektish is a din of payah, that you can't do. That is the way the Rashi Mesulul learns. It seems that the Pnei Moshe seems to learn a little bit different in the Gemara. And this is the way the Gemara actually learns the same idea in the we have some Bavli, a similar concept where we say that something is mukdash, going to be mukdash to give if it's not actually hekish, it's owned by somebody, but giving over to the hezber, the gizbar to be able to do, it doesn't pot to the person from payah because it can't be mukdash it while it's still considered attached to the ground for in order to use for the omer, the carbon omer, and therefore the halakha, the key of payah still applies. Mr. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, know that you give, you don't go by the disagrees with the Tanakama, you don't go by the Aniyim, you go by the Balabais, you make them, you shut them out. Faitamar, according to Rav Shimon, what's the halacha of the first thing that he gave? You know, he took the first part of the beginning and then the middle, like Rav Shimon, until you give a piece at the end, because it said peya, you have to give sof sadeh. If he didn't give it yet, so the halacha is not considered peya. So Faitamar, what about, so what's the status of the, what is the halacha of that first part? If he doesn't go give the last part, do we say that that first part is considered peya, and therefore it's part of the maaseh? So do we say, no, since it's not peya, because you never gave the end, Rav Shimon would hold that you mechuyev to give it, mechuyev to give maaseh from it. What's the halacha? Gemara says, "Man ben tanana." The chur we can learn from the lashon of the Mishnah, lashon of the Brisa. Harezu peya. But sarach lite ma'aser shliba sof. It says it's peya, and you have to give at the end of the piece. Mashma hadarma kitchem mishum peya tells us the first thing now becomes peya, which means before it wasn't peya, but now we say it's peya. So the melo, therefore, once they give the last part, it's like the mafreya, the first part and the middle part that you gave is considered peya. Therefore, it would be pata from Isa. So another person did never, according to Rav Shimon, never cut the last the piece at the end, never did so sadeu, only cut the beginning and the middle, even if it's more than a sixth, more than a 60th. The luck would be that you would be mechuyev from Isa because it's not paya. But if once you cut that part at the end, even the smallest amount, it's already considered the first parts that you did have a din of paya. And Mamela, therefore, it's pata from Isa. You consider all as one, that's all came mishum paya. Gemara says, "Ma, what's the halacha?" When the Gemara says they give him sof pei b'sof sadeu, what does it mean? Shir kosta. What does it mean? According to the field, according to the field, what? Oh, shia misadeu, or shia mistayer? Does it mean 1/60th of the field, or 1/60th of what was left over? In other words, you left over, let's say, 1/50th between the middle piece you left over and the beginning piece. You're missing now. It's not good because you have to have pei from the corner. So now that you went ahead and you cut now 1/10th from the corner. So we say that the whole thing becomes payah. But the question is, when we say you cut now on the corner, do you have to cut 1/60th from the corner of the field now? Or do you say only have to give 1/10th because you can rely on what you cut before? So Bashir calls it the Obikashir Hamishtanaya, what was left over, what was set aside. Which one would you give from? You have to give, how do you measure the 1/60th? Do you give it from the beginning part or the part that you give from the end, Mishtaya Mishtaya? So no, but that's the way the Rashalo learns the Gemara. Vados of payah, you have to give separate from what you payah that you gave. Well, now it's considered a payah 60th of the field, or you can conclude what you gave before as part of the sheer 60, the 60th that you would have to give on the payah on the whole field. So Gemara says, what's the halacha? Gemara says the chayra. We can answer the pasha to answer. Efsha loyma kacha mishum peya. Is it possible to say that when you set aside beginning is peya? V'teiman shir koltu, and now say that the owner put a little at the end, and now it's considered also peya. You know, in the whole field, what you did was peya. Now it's not. And like a shir mishdai, you know what's left over. In other words, it's not. You know, no marker for this. Just pasha, simple cheshbon, a svara. Gemara says the first question I asked you was what's the halacha rishona? What's the status of the first part, the beginning and the middle that you left over? If you didn't do the end part yet, is that considered peya or not? And you said the answer was that it is considered the lashon mishnah there is a payah. Now you're asking me. Now when you take the last part at the end, do you have to consider? You have to give a 60th of the whole piece, or just including the part that you left over? It's partial. If you consider that payah the first part, and we just finished establishing a rezu payah, then in Akanami's part, it's only a mishiyah mishdaya, only added to the part that was left over to make it a 60th, and that's all you have to do. You don't have to do a 60th of the whole field itself. Mara comes now to the last sheet in the Mishnah. We explain the Tanakhama, the Mokka of the Tanakhama. We explain the Mokka of Rav Shimon. What about Rav Yehuda? He explained Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yehuda says, you have to leave over one at the end of the field. What does he mean? He means over, but mechuber, attached to the ground. No, it has to be, even if it's detached. When you say you leave over the last one that gives it the din of the shear of... the shear that we say the word pay, it means at least you have to give one stalk at the end of the field is incorporated, that's part of it. Does it mean, what's the halacha? Does he say if it's the mechuber that's still attached to the field to be considered you're designated for payah? Or does it have to be the tolish that you separated? And after you harvested, then the halacha becomes payah. You kind of misses payah. When is that happen? The Gemara says, what's the halacha in such a case? What a case are we talking about? What's of Yasser Shaila? Miskavin lifted us a day. We're talking about a case where the person had in mind to use that thing, the last stalk, to be able to part to his whole field from payah. Although, do we say, no, that wasn't his das. When he took that last piece off, what was his kavanah at the time? Did he have in mind to do it the part of the whole thing, or just or was it just this piece alone? What was this kavana? Says the Maram Fulda. This stalk of the piece, the field he already cut. He didn't have a mind when he cut this last piece. Now he cut this last clock, the last piece at the corner. What's the kavana? Is your kavana based upon the pay that you did before, and it's not part of pay? Or did you have to have in mind that when you're cutting now, miskavin, that this is the pay, and I'm using this thing to be mekayim my mitzvah, my chiyuv of pay in the field? That's what I'm saying. What is the kavana? So Gemara says, Shmoni Adol, let's look from the lashon of the Mishnah itself, lashon of the Braisa. What does it say? Yomer Rav Yosef b'shem Yochanan. Say the name of Rav Yochanan. Gemara says, La'elam u'maisif v'haylech. A person can always go ahead and continue add on to what he left before in the middle. Which means, what do you mean? What does it mean? La'elam. What does that mean? Which mashmit to mean that la'elam means that whatever he left on peya is considered peya, including whatever he added. So that is part of peya. Manan kayamin. What are we talking about in the case earlier? Imus gavin lifta tzadeyo kvaniftura. If you say you have in mind, you already did it 60th. You already had more than a 60th. So why do you need to say that you have to have now this one peya? It'll be manan kayamin. What we're saying must be talking about a case is imus gavin lifta tzadeyo, where you didn't have in mind to mimkai mitzvah peya with this last thing. And therefore the shayla is, what is considered peya or not? So mamela, that the, we're telling you, the Gemara is ma'asiv, the Gemara comes out, that the Gemara comes out, according to what Ibn Moshe learns the Gemara, that this wasn't the das. The kavana was, and at the end, the last one that you left over, you wouldn't have a das for the kavana. That's the case we're talking about. And the Mela is telling you that the rest of it could be considered payer, because you're ma'asiv v'haylech, even though you didn't leave the last corner. Oh, Huda would say it's considered okay. The clock, you didn't have in mind, that's the case. If you had in mind, push it. Of course it's considered payer. There's no shayla. We're talking about other cases where you didn't have in mind the last piece, and then the question is, what's the halakha now, the status of the earlier part? Do we say it is a good? According to, we're saying, contra Yehuda, way of Yasa, expense of Yehuda, even Betolosh, Ben Mechuber, it would be left over 60 without this, it would still be considered the kai in the mitzvah of payer. The Mishnah goes weiter. Kalme pay, without a root by payer. Kol shu oichel, Gemara says, whatever is considered oichel, whatever is considered food, v'nishma is protected, begdulam in aretz. We'll stop over here. Continue this tomorrow.